Well, I stressed so much that it began to affect me physically in my muscles, which got weak and sore, and I was on a path to a possible autoimmune disorder. I am in the insurance and financial planning business and meet with people at their homes. One of my clients who became aware of my struggle has several of your tapes and your tape sets and offered to loan them to me. I started listening to the tapes, and the part that really was of tremendous help was when you talked about how to handle things that are out of your control and accepting things that happen in life rather than letting them negatively affect your life. Anyway, as I listened to them, I was able to incorporate them into my life, and by this time my brother died, I was much more at peace and accepting the loss. The town where we grew up and he died in is on the ocean and has wonderful beaches and shoreline. The morning of his funeral, I woke up very early and just walked the beaches and sat on the big rocks by the ocean, listening to the waves, meditating, thinking about my brother and our life together, and feeling the peace I needed to bury my beloved brother that day. I cannot tell you how helpful those tapes were and continue to be in my life. With the help of the tapes and nutrition supplements, I was able to regain my health almost completely over the months that followed. About 9 months after my brother's death, about the middle of March, in the following year, I started listening to the same tapes again, starting on a Monday morning. Little did I know when I listened to them Monday through Thursday as I worked out early in the mornings in a health club, as I have been doing for years, how they would again be such a help to me. On Friday morning, about 2:30 a.m., I was awakened from my sleep by a masked man who was holding a knife at my throat. At first, I thought I was just having a nightmare, but then soon realized that I was in real time and this person was really there, and needless to say, I was terrified. He asked me quite a few questions as he put tape over my face from above my eyes to halfway over my mouth, and then taped my hands behind my back and cut my nightgown and underwear with a knife. I realized that I had a choice to fight him and possibly get hurt badly, or just quietly go along with it and hope for the best. I chose the latter, and as he touched me, I was able to detach myself from what was happening to a degree, and then suddenly I got really calm, and I started talking to him. The thoughts from the tapes must have come back to me because the words I said were not what one would just naturally say in this situation. He told me he was from L.A. and needed money and a car to return back there. The words came out of me. I don't know where they came from. "You're such a nice young man. Would you like me to pray for you?" God help this nice young man to get the money he needs to go to L.A. and help him to be happy and to have a good life. I asked him if he had a girlfriend, and he said yes, in L.A. I then asked him if he had any children, and he said no. "Would I be here if I had any children?" he said. I said, "Well, I have children and I have grandchildren, and they are so wonderful. You should get together with your girlfriend and have children someday. They really are wonderful." I continued to talk to him as if he were a nice man, and he eventually said, "This isn't working," and never did actually rape me. He still did more, though, and I thought that this was possibly going to be the end of me, but he eventually left, and on his way out, he said to me, "You're a nice lady." I totally attribute my ability to be calm and use kind words in this situation to having listened to your tapes, which I know without a doubt came back to me, gave me that extraordinary peacefulness and strength and words of kindness. And now I want to thank you very much for sharing your life and wisdom, which have provided such wonderful alternatives to getting caught up in things. I can't say I have perfectly mastered this, but I am surely much more aware of how to handle some very difficult circumstances, and the personal growth has been very evident in how I react to life. Recently, I was again in a situation that really took extraordinary wisdom and strength to do what seemed right when others criticized. I am totally at peace now with knowing that I did the right thing, and it is resulting in life changes.